Welcome to this spring equinox and full moon meditation. Spring equinox is the season of birth and renewal, and it's the optimal time to set intentions and to plant our personal inner garden, to make a new start, to create what you want to see in your life. And the full moon, especially the super moon, with its intense amount of energy, is also the perfect time for releasing the old and for manifesting the new. It's a time to let go, to release any attachments and resistance, and to draw in the new. So make yourself comfortable. Sit or lie down. Perhaps if you're doing this meditation at nighttime, you can sit by a window, looking at the moon outside, before you allow your eyes to gently close. And you begin to take nice deep belly breaths, breathing in relaxation, allowing your belly to come out, and exhaling and allowing your belly to become smaller. And again, you're breathing in relaxation, and you're letting go and exhaling, and breathing in peace and calm, and exhaling everything that's in the way of peace and calm. And again, taking two or three more nice deep belly breaths. And on each exhale, really letting go, letting things be. Just allowing yourself to be present right here, right now with this meditation. And then become aware of the grounding energy underneath you. Get a sense of connection with that earth energy and draw it up. Draw it up through your feet and legs and spine. Draw it all the way into the center of your chest. And then become aware of the vast sky energy above your head with that beautiful full moon, super moon, up in the sky, and draw that sky energy down through the top of your head, also bring it into the center of your chest, and then do both at the same time. Let the grounding earth energy come up, let the sky energy come down, and they're both meeting in the center of your chest, and you can allow these two beautiful energies to swirl around in the center of your chest. And then let's begin by cleansing and clearing out the old, our fears, our limiting beliefs, the emotions we're stuck in, the relationships that we're hanging on to when they belong into the past, the hurts and old wounds that we need to forgive and let go of. To do that, come on a little journey with me. Feel and see or imagine yourself on a path in a beautiful forest. Notice your surroundings. Notice the deep green and earth tones. Breathe in the sweet smell of a beautiful forest. Listen to the gentle sounds of life. Hear and feel your footsteps on the path. Notice the temperature on your skin. Become aware of your gentle breathing, moving deeper and deeper into the forest with each step. And then look up at the tall and beautiful trees above, greeting you with kindness and compassion, sharing their energy with you. And as you look up into the sky, into the night sky, you might notice the full moon. And then you come upon a clearing, and in the distance you notice a castle, brightly illuminated by the supermoon. And that castle draws you closer and closer. And intuitively you know that this is your castle. So with deliberate footsteps, you walk over the bridge. The door of the castle opens in welcome, and you move through it. It's that easy. You enter into a foyer. It's magnificent. Beautiful marble floors lead down a number of corridors. And one of those corridors seems to call to you. So you walk down that corridor. And at the end of the corridor, there are several doors. And once again, you choose the door that calls to you. You step through the doorway into a special room. And you are in awe of its beauty. Pleasing colors, soft fabrics, soothing light. And somewhere within your room, you find a healing pool. A gorgeous pool inset into the ground. And you know that the water within is healing and rejuvenating, soothes the most devastating turmoil. And you remove as much clothing as you like, and you submerge yourself in your healing pool. The temperature is exactly right. And you give yourself permission to relax, to let go, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And you absorb the healing of this powerful water. Right now, right here, nobody wants anything, nobody needs anything. This is your time. And the supermoon is shining in brightly through the big glass windows. And all there is to do for you right now is to heal in the warm, relaxing pool of mysterious and calm waters. To let yourself be. Just be. Float in a weightless state of peaceful, warm water. And immerse your body in the deep, deep pool of healing water. Allow the ripples of water to cleanse your body, to cleanse your mind. Each tiny ripple washes away the aches and pains and replaces them with relaxation and healing energy. Letting the healing water touch your skin and soak away the toxins and troubles. Infusing you with healing, cleansing, with energy, healing, and wisdom. Just enjoy the peace and harmony. Just relax. Just let go. And wait. Just continue to drift and dream. And know that you can return to your healing pool at any time. Right now, it's time to step out of your pool. Big soft towels and a soft robe are waiting for you to wrap yourself into and dry off. And as you wrap yourself into the robe of the softest material you have ever encountered, you feel a sense of lightness, of clarity, of empowerment, and you know that all shall be well. Now make your way into the garden of your castle. Step through the big glass doors from your healing room and step outside into the beautiful park. Become aware of the colors. Notice the smells in this park. Hear the sounds and see and feel yourself walking along the path in this park of yours. And I'd like you to find a spot of fertile soil in the garden, an area where the soil is loamy and moist, perfect for planting. And then consider what you want to plant. Consider what the qualities are that you most want to see manifest in your life. What are your goals, wishes, and dreams for a joyous future? These are the seeds to plant today. Maybe you want to plant the seeds that lead to abundance and prosperity. Perhaps you want harmony in all your relationships. Perhaps you want new relationships. And what about planting the seeds of health and well-being deeply within your heart? So let's begin. Imagine now that you're holding the seeds for health and well-being. Hold the seeds up to your heart and fill them with all your wishes and dreams for health and well-being. Then hold them up to the light of a supermoon and let that moonlight and that love bless these seeds of health. And then plant these seeds in the garden of your soul in just the right place, knowing that they will bring health and well-being for you. And now you're holding the seeds for abundance and prosperity, new abundance and prosperity, or continuous abundance and prosperity on all levels. Hold the seeds up to your heart and fill them with all your wishes and dreams for an abundant life. Then hold them up to the light of the moon and let the universal light and love bless these seeds of prosperity and abundance as you place them in your soul's garden. Imagine now that you're holding the seeds for harmony in all your relationships, old ones and new ones. Hold the seeds up to your heart and fill them with all your wishes and dreams for your relationships. Then hold them up to the light of a supermoon and let the light and love bless these seeds of harmony in all your relationships, the ones from the past, the ones from the future, the ones from the present. As you plant these seeds, know that they will bring more harmony in all your relationships, allowing your relationships to unfold easily and effortlessly. Imagine now you're holding a seed for courage. The courage to begin something new, to step out of your comfort zone, and to commit to something promising and exciting. Knowing that the desires of your heart can only come true with that seed of courage. Hold the seed up to your heart. Fill it with all your wishes and dreams. Hold that seed of courage up to the light and let the light and love bless the seed of courage and then plant it in your garden. Imagine that you're holding a seed for happiness, a seed for joy. Hold those seeds to your heart and fill them with all your ideas and dreams for happiness and joy in your life. Hold those seeds up to the light and bless them before you plant them in the garden of your soul. What other seeds would you like to plant? How about a seed of trust? A seed for trusting yourself and a seed for trusting others. Imagine now holding a seed for peace, inner peace and peace in the world. Hold those seeds up to your heart. Then hold them up to the light and let the universal light bless those seeds. Peace in the world, peace within you, peace within the heart of each person. And then plant these seeds within the garden of your soul. What are other hopes and dreams for the future? What else do you need to plant in order for life to be more clear, more vibrant, more joyous? Take those seeds to your heart and then plant them in the garden of your soul while I'm quiet again for a moment. Now the seeds are all planted. Feel how comfortable they are. Send them your love, your energy. Feel how ready your seeds are to grow into the most beautiful flowers. Feel your connection to the seeds. You can feel the tiny roots starting to grow out of the seeds, attaching to the rich soil. The movement is slow and steady and sure. The seed's roots are implanting themselves into the ground, getting stronger and stronger, growing more and more. The roots are getting all the nourishment they need from your soil. They're strong and healthy roots. Remember that you are a part of all creation. Just allow a new sense of gratitude to well up in your heart. Allow it to uplift your spirit and become the catalyst for new growth in every area in your life. And as you look around at nature over the next few months, it reminds you that the same growth is taking place within your being. Let your imagination soar as you bring forth what you want to manifest. Dream big. Dream so big that it raises your energy, expands your energy field, attracts new growth and evolution into your life. Letting any doubt and self-criticism be part of a compost to feed your garden. Living life in a more joyful way, so all your needs can be met with grace. Focus a little bit every day on what you want to see in your life so that your interior garden can thrive, opening yourself up to new thoughts, new behaviors, new opportunities, new relationships. I know that you're never alone. You're continuously receiving higher guidance. Just let the frantic activity in your life quiet down and listen to the guidance you're receiving. Know deep in your heart that all is well. All is truly well. And then get ready to come back into this room in your own time and way. Just slowly coming back, reorienting yourself back into the present moment, allowing yourself to be fully awake and alert as your eyes open. Welcome back.